let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Nick Koenig from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens.
Well, hello out there. Good morning. This is Danny Milliken, and Nick Koenig is right here. Hey, Nick. Well, I assure you Nick is there, but we'll get him talking soon. Yeah, we are here to help you be a better gardener. That's what we do. We talk gardening. A big way we do this is answering your gardening questions. So that's something we love doing, getting out there and just talking to the folks. We have a really awesome group of experts. They're lovingly called our Garden Pros, which is super cool. So they're professionals in gardening, and what they do is they teach people all day long at these beautiful destination garden centers how to do it best. So I'm just going to run through our list of gardeners here. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, that's in Katy. Beautiful spot. If you're in Katy, it's really your one, two, go-to incredible place for all things gardening. Next is Plants for All Seasons. Plants for All Seasons. It's up 249, just past Louetta, and it's right there on the feeder. Beautiful plant selection, great people, compost tea, incredible veggies, all of that. Incredible, great spot. Down southwest of town, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden. They're the Enchanted family, the Lindermans. And they're great too. Beautiful spots, great signage, great shade. All these places are just so gorgeous. Nick, our pro here today, is from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens.
You can find me there all the time, so I'll be there.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, the people want to get their questions answered from Nick, they go to Kingwood Garden Center. And last but not least, we have the Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. We think of Nature's Way Resources as this incredible soil spot, but they have a huge garden center now. Incredible, incredible, great native plants. Okay, so those are our garden pros. Nick is here. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
I am good. How's your day going?
It's good. It's going really good so far.
I love that. Well, it's nice and early. So
exactly.
Nick, secret here. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, no way. You're not in the studio with us?
I know you were looking for me. Yeah. Like, where is he? Hiding under the chair? I don't know what's going on. But I'm also not just at home chilling.
Yeah.
I'm here in Phoenix. Which, have you ever been here?
I have not. Never been.
So it's the desert.
Yeah.
Cactus everywhere. We talk about all these native plants that love drought tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm seeing a lot of them in action here.
So in the houses, I mean, is it all hardscape and everything? I know when you go to like Las Vegas and things like that, it's all hardscape rocks and, you know, succulents popping out, that kind of thing. Is that what the situation is there? And
yeah. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to sneeze actually. Excuse me. So a lot of houses do have all gravel front yards with some with shrubbery in them, some with cacti in them. Some people do have lawns.
Mm-hmm.
So Bermuda grows here, but it needs a lot of water.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it's just been wild. All those Segundo cactuses that are so tall. I don't know if that's what they're called. I'm just kind of calling them Segundo cactuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's seems funny. Like a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're beautiful. They're huge.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a great trip. Desert Botanical Gardens, gorgeous here. We picked up a Diamondbacks game. I am biased to Minute Maid Stadium, but I do think it's really cool also comparing the two.
It's always fun going to other stadiums and checking out, you know, what other sports teams have got, for sure.
It's almost like, what's the best food here? That's really the question I'm asking.
Yeah.
And if people are like, oh, you have to try this, it's like, okay, I think, I don't know, the garlic.
What? The garlic?
Yeah, exactly. So the pretzels were the thing everybody recommended, that and the churros.
Hmm.
Okay, back to gardening. It's not home show ballpark snack pros, home show garden pros.
Oh, yeah.
And what's on your mind, man? What's happening up in Kingwood?
We've got some great stuff going on right now. So yesterday morning, we just unpacked, finally, some citrus. We've got the lemon in. handful of calamundin, actually, some bananas, some other fruits. You know, it's, for right now, we're going to keep it going. But right now we've got some nice Meyer lemons, some dwarf Meyer lemons, Ponderosa. So basically it's all your lemons right now so far, but we're going to keep that rolling and keep bringing in some great product. Also just got both at Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center, a great shipment of houseplants, beautiful green foliage, tropical foliage, everything from some spaths, ZZ plants are over there. They've got Sansevieria, just a great selection going on right now. So a lot of big stuff is happening plant-wise. There's awesome. Also some great remodeling going on over at Kingwood Garden Center. So that's really exciting stuff.
It definitely is exciting. We all love plants and those shiny new ones when they come in.
Always fun.
Very nice. Well, we want to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. When we come back, we'll start answering your gardening questions with the Garden Pro listener email of the week. So, good times. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills. Earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
You may be looking at a lot of yard problems right now, things like that. And let me tell you, Southwest Fertilizer is a great place to go for those problems. Bob Patterson, his team of awesome individuals known lovingly as the Yard Geeks, they've seen it all. They love helping out. If you take them a picture or maybe even like a bag, a sample of your problem, be it a weed problem, be it, you know, a disease problem that you think, you take it in, you show them a problem, they will help you fix it. They have a huge selection of solutions, incredible organic selection, which I love so much. And then they also have a bunch of soils, mulches, fertilizers, tools, seeds, birding materials. So many bird feeders and things like that, wild bird seeds. And in back, they have a full-service mower repair center, which is so cool. You got your issues with your lawnmower, just take them in. They'll get it all sorted out and get you on your way. The best part about Southwest Fertilizer is their friendly yard geeks. Their staff is so great. Love answering your gardening questions. And then if they don't have what you're looking for, they will help you find it. So they've been doing this, solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. So they know how to get it done. That's Southwest Fertilizer. It's a corner of Bissonnette and Renwick Street, website southwestfertilizer.com. All right, 281-496-5711. Here, we got Nick Koenig here to answer your gardening questions, and we're going to get that right. Hey, Nick, how's it going, man?
Still going good, man.
Okay. Oh, yes, yes. Okay, so you guys, we got a great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Great place to visit. There's the live button you can click on, which is pretty cool. And then there's also the listen now button you can pick on. I mean, the listen now button plays the radio show, which is awesome. It also, during the week, plays it on a loop. So you can hear it during the week. Don't have to worry about going to podcasts. Just go to our website. Pretty easy, pretty easy. Also, there's the Ask a Pro button. So that Ask a Pro button sends me an email, and I do answer these emails. Sometimes people are like, hey, can you read this on the air? Sometimes they're like, please answer this email. Don't read it on the air. So we do answer them, and we like to lift up a few as great content generators. So we actually have a lot of weed questions this week, Nick, and so I'm not going to really ask you one of those. I'm going to save this our actual Garden Pro listener email question for a little bit, but people are seeing a lot of weeds, and so things like spurge and chamber bitter, weeds that maybe people aren't that familiar with, but they're seeing a ton of them. What can folks do to kind of reclaim their yard when they're seeing these big weed problems?
You know, I mean, as we always talk about on almost every episode is, you know, preventative is really the best tactic for that. And, you know, improving soil content, using those compost, using the compost, using things like MicroLife Humates Plus to really increase the soil, loosen that up, help with drainage issues, a whole range of other problems. And a lot of these things that cause these issues lead right back to why our weeds can be so poor at times, you know, right. But of course, if you've got active weeds growing, you know, another great product that we like to talk about is Agrilon crabgrass killers, not just for crabgrass, but it's quite effective on many other, you know, weeds out in the yard right now.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And I love what you said about kind of really prepping the space, trying to get a healthy lawn. And that St. Augustine is it's a grower. It's like a vicious competitor for a lot of plants.
For sure. So
if you're dealing with lawn weeds, especially things like spurge or chamber bitters, or also known as Gale of the Wind.
Yeah, that chamber bitter, you know, with the experience, that stuff is rather difficult to control.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one where you want to, you know, they get into those side yard areas that, you know, tend to be right off the roof line that get compacted from that rain pouring off. If you don't have like a gutter system right there, that I see it sprouting up in those kinds of areas at my own house too. So, you know, it happens. But yeah, so that's where those, you know, getting that compost down, using those good products helps a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you're not sure if you've got chamber bitter or not, best thing to do is to pull a couple out, try to get the roots involved, throw them in a plastic bag and head up to your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. These are knowledge places. If you can't take a sample in to a garden center for a question to get that question answered in a trustworthy way, I wouldn't go to that garden center. That's my personal take on it. So bag these samples up, bring them into places like where Nick is, Kingwood Garden Center.
No, we love seeing, you know, as soon as we see people crossing the threshold of that fence, you know, with someone with a bag of plant material of any kind, that can be a fungal issue, weeds, you know, bring us in a sample of lawn. We are right there to help jumping at the gate to get to
nice.
Help you figure out what you got going on.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, well, so that just covers kind of a big group of questions we're getting from folks. And this one here is our Garden Pro email listener question of the week from Jeffrey. Jeffrey says, well, really, he's got two questions, but two questions, please. What can I use MicroLife molasses for is the first one. Well, Jeffrey, can't believe you even asked. I love MicroLife molasses so much. And the next question is, what MicroLife products can I use to control fungus from all the rain we've had in the last 2 weeks?
Oh.
I love that question, and Jeff is thinking just right there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think fungal problems are going to be really bad in the lawn come this fall. So what are some things people can put down? Doesn't have to be a MicroLife product, but, you know, Jeffrey really seems committed to that brand, which is, we love that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But what are some thoughts for you on the molasses and on the fungal issues?
So what's great about MicroLife, I mean, I think they throw molasses into every last product. You know,
yeah,
it's in there. You know, they've got that soil and plant and energy with the liquid that's just extremely effective at getting that soil microbial activity just bumping again. So, you know, you can use that stuff just constantly to keep everything active and happy. Those sugars just feed that stuff like crazy. The best product if you're looking at fungal control from MicroLife would either be the brown patch control, of course, or MicroGrow, which is basically just a straight biological inoculant that's going to help add huge numbers of microbes back into that soil and really bump up the, you know, activity in there, help combat all those nasty fungus issues that start cropping up after, you know, the heavy rains. You know, heat can do it, humidity, and then once we go into the fall, start cooling down that brown patch. So, you know, those are probably some of your best options there.
I think so. I think those are the two that are really, really geared to healing fungal problems. And, you know, really, if I'm going to just, you know, gush about molasses, bugs hate it. So any bug that you've got, you can overspray your plants with molasses, and the bugs do not like that. So you'll see a lot fewer pest bugs. It's great fertilizer, so it's really great in the soil. It builds up bacterial populations and makes it harder for disease fungi to compete for nutrients and maybe even some attract some fungal eating bacteria. So when you places you've got a brown patch or your boxwood are failing or stuff like that, molasses is great to use for that.
Mm-hmm.
And caterpillars cannot digest it. And so it turns out to be a caterpillar kind of killer when it comes down to it. So those are just four just off the cuff uses for molasses. At Herman Park, we use this stuff all the time. We bought it in 50-gallon barrels is how much we loved it. So,
yeah, I know they got those big drums of it you can buy. Yeah.
And we would cruise through that stuff. Pretty much we would add it to every single spray because it's sticky too, and it kind of works as a surfactant. So love that. So, Jeffrey, hope that helps. Nick, great, great thoughts there. We want to answer your gardening questions. 281-496-5711. Could be about fruit and veggies. Could be about your lawn. Could be about flowering plants that you think are struggling out there. We are here to help. That's 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
We'll have more from the Home Show Garden Pros coming up. It's not too late. Look over your summer vegetables, peppers, okra, eggplant, just to name a few. Any grown nice and big in the little 4-inch pot? Loosen the roots, soak them in a root stimulator, then plant. Now back to stimulating information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
The heat is on. Hi, it's Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. We have everything you'll need to get through this hot, humid summer that we're going to experience. With the high humidity and rainfall, we're going to see a lot of lawn fungus. We have all the lawn products that you'll need to take care of the problem. If you're not sure what's happening in your yard, bring pictures into the nursery. Our guys will help you figure out the right solution for the issue. Your vegetable gardens are probably bursting at the seams right now with fresh vegetables. They would like nothing more than a drink of compost tea, brewed fresh every week and available on the weekends. We just got a huge order of amazing succulents in all different varieties, and our greenhouse is loaded. We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our incredible staff is always available to answer all your gardening and lawn questions. You can always find out more by visiting us at plantsforallseasons.com or our Facebook page. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249. Now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and Nick.
Thank you, Sherry. Great, great thoughts there. I love it so much. So that's so okay. Yeah, they're doing a great job at Plants for All Seasons. Just beautiful spot. Beautiful spot. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. What's on your mind? And let me just tell you this real quick. If you have a question, someone else has your question. So you are helping your community out, your city out, by saying, hey, you know, here's my question. I'm going to make the courageous decision to call in. And we have some fun. Okay, so Nick Koenig is here, repping Kingwood Garden Center for us. And Nick, I sometimes help people do design work. It's one of the things I really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, everybody's got kind of this idea of how to do it. And a lot of people start with their favorite plants, which is fine. But it's really important to start with some of your, like, what are going to be specimen plants or signature plants. And so to me, a lot of times those are small flowering trees. And then you follow up underneath with some of your steady evergreen shrubs and flowering shrubs. But I'm just wondering if you could, you know, just recommend some really cool flowering small trees, like the kind of things that are, you know, showstoppers.
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially if you've lost anything in the freeze of substantial size, there's some great replacements that we know handled that freeze very well and are coming back very strong. And that's going to be, you know, things like crepe myrtles can vary from sizes of, you know, there's 10 foot up to 30 if you are looking for something very substantial. And crepe myrtles are going to give you a wide variety of blooming colors, from whites, purples, reds, pinks. And now they've even got those like black diamond crepe myrtles with that really dark purple foliage. And then it offshoots with that bright reds. And there's even I think it's the ebony and ivory variety that's got that white bloom on there that's really stunning. Another one that a lot of people have been coming in and asking for and seeing around the area is, of course, Vitex or Chase Trees. Texas Lilac's another one. So it's that really beautiful purple long blooms that just are quite stunning right now. And those are going to be nice pieces that can take up a good amount of area, fill in a large space to give you, you know, if you want some privacy or something like that, they can work for those situations, but definitely going to give you some really eye-catching, stunning pieces in the yard, all of which you can easily find at Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Garden. We've got a great selection of Vitex and crepe myrtles right now, so definitely come on by if you're looking for something that can fill in like that.
That's awesome. And a cool thing about those is that, when it comes to crepe myrtles, a lot of people give people hard times for how they prune them. And, you know, prune your crepe myrtles how you want. Shorten the life to get your effect. That's a fine thing to do. But every crepe myrtle, different varieties have different types. And so if you don't want to prune your crepe myrtle other than kind of eliminating suckers around the bottom, check the tag. See how tall it grows.
Yeah,
if you need something that's going to be really tall, then, you know, that's an option.
You can definitely do some minor cleaning, you know, get rid of some of those seed pods that are up top there if you'd like. But, you know, but there's plenty of variety in sizes that you can find that'll fit your specific needs typically.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And so but there's also smaller ones.
Yeah.
If you wanted one that was 12 feet tall, you can find that too.
You know, they're tough to find sometimes, but there's that, I think it's called like Enduring Summer that even stays almost like 4 foot tall.
Oh my gosh.
They're an interesting one. We've got one that's in our front flower bed. You know, we come across them every once in a while, but anyway.
Right. Right. But depending on the height of the tree, that it really help you with your landscape space.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you've got a decently tall crepe myrtle in the space, that's going to be different than planting around the Vitex, because the Vitex is more wide, right, Nick?
It's like, yeah, definitely. Plant. You're going to give a much larger canopy off of that Vitex, a bigger spreading area. Those crepe myrtles definitely shoot nice and straight. Vitex are going to, you know, kind of go outwards. The crepe myrtles, you can do something much more tightly around it, you know, some more solid evergreen material. But you know what we've done really great around Vitex, and I've seen use well, is just different, like, perennial material works great. You know, things like even, like, hardy hibiscus, you know, the mallows and things kind of around that area. You know, they kind of fit in and kind of wildly grow in, you know, around that base pretty well sometimes.
Wow. I mean, that's really an incredible combo to think of, this big, huge flower of the hibiscus mixed in with kind of these long, multi-flowered of that Vitex. And the Vitex is great, too, for pollinators. If you're looking to make a pollinator space, You want to, you know, make sure you're feeding those bees and butterflies. Vitex is great for that. And so around those, salvias are also a really great option.
Definitely.
And the purple goes with kind of the salvia hues
of course.
As well.
Yeah.
So you have that big, all the salvias, different, all their different colors, and that purple really goes nice with that. I mean, a great landscape, a classic kind of crepe myrtle, big, maybe. I love the Natchez, the white one, but mm-hmm. with the white flower, but mostly because it's got that mocha-colored bark when the bark
peels. That bark is something really cool. That reddish color. There's a... Drawing a blank on the name of the shrub that grows in the Bay Area in California. It's got that bright red bark, that really soft bark, and that same exact effect with the Natchez. I'll come up with it.
And that is a underestimated design element is the bark of your trees. It's the kind of thing that only you'll notice a lot of the times, but it's so satisfying when you know that it's happening, you know that it's good.
Yeah,
so.
And I do see, you know, I have seen some people concerned about that, like that peeling of the, you know, crepe myrtles. If you're not used to them, that's a totally normal thing to happen as they grow. You know, your bark peels off, exposing that fleshy side in there. So, you know, if you're seeing that yourself, don't freak out.
Yes, don't freak out. And if you're worried about it, just give us a call, 281-496-5711. Any gardening questions here this morning, 281-496-5711. We look forward to hearing from you. I'm Danny. This is Nick. We are Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
So we've had a really extended slug and snail season. I started seeing a bunch of kind of those small little holes that clearly mean I have snail damage on some of my plants recently, tender vegetable type things that I've still got growing in this heat. But gosh, it's just been so long, and Sluggo is the way to handle it. So that they Monterey Lawn and Garden makes Sluggo. It is clearly and cleanly designed to kill snugs and snails. And so it's just Sluggo. It's organic. It doesn't hurt your pets or your people. Really great stuff, but it stymies those slugs and snails right away. They also make the Sluggo Plus, and it's really good stuff. And so it has spinosad in it, and so it can also stop, you know, roaches, earwigs, crickets, things like that that may be giving you a problem. Both are really easy to use. They're granular. You just take them out, and they stay effective after rain, which is a huge deal. So, You apply in the evening, which is really great stuff. And so, you know, Sluggo, it's good stuff. Nick, you got any favorite Monterey Lawn and Garden products that's your go-to for you?
I mean, this, like you said, Sluggo right now is very important to be getting out there. You know, we constantly are getting issues with slugs and snails, and there's nothing better than that Monterey the Monterey Sluggo Plus. It really is the best product for it. You know, they have a huge line of material that are really effective on all sorts of insects, but right now slugs and snails have been terrible. So that's a great shout out for sure.
Absolutely. And so there's so many great products like Nick mentioned, and they all work. And so if you're looking for some solutions to problems you got, just head on over to your favorite Garden Pro nursery, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware. They sell this stuff. Check them out online, nearest location, homeshowgardenpros.com. Good stuff. 281-496-5711. What is on your gardening mind? We are talking to Ralph. Ralph, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Y'all already answered my question. I have my rattlesnake beans on cement, and they just something just wiped them out, looked like. I mean, every time they snake up, they get them. So Sluggo is my answer.
We're glad to help then. Yeah, I mean, that if you've got something eating those leaves and you're seeing, you know, sometimes those slugs, you know, can go away during the day sometimes, you know, and they come out at night and just do work and get really good damage on those plants. And Sluggo is going to be a great choice. You know, you can even use that Sluggo Plus with a little bit of spinosad, and you get a wider range of other insects that are controlled with that, for sure.
Okay, the plant for all season. I'll get it. But now, on my pecan trees, they have the holes all in them leaves, and the leaves. Yesterday I went out there, and the leaves and stems is all over on the ground. Now, what is that up in my pecan trees?
You know, it's sometimes difficult to say without getting, you know, a live specimen that you find. You know, as I was saying, some of these insects that do damage typically are nocturnal, and they're out at night, so it can be a little tough to find them. If you're finding holes, usually in a pecan tree or something like that, I would more assume you're looking at possibly a worm, or even finding grasshoppers that are coming around. I've seen some monster grasshoppers out in the garden right now, so you know, something like that could easily be eating your plant as well. You know, if you want to treat with like a spinosad product in a spray form specifically, that's probably a good option for getting a more broad coverage. But with those worms, you know, there's great products like BTs and things. So there's a few options. I would definitely recommend, if you can, bring in a sample. If you find anything, or take something from the ground that's been fallen, and bring it to a local garden center and see if they can help you kind of determine exactly what you've got going on.
Yes. Well, the whole limb is, the whole branch is full of lice and everything, and it's just amazing. I had it sprayed last year, but not this year.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ralph.
Always great to hear from you. Yeah, you know, pecans are an interesting plant. I mean, obviously, we love the delicious pecans that fall, but you know, from bagworms to clear squirrel magnets, they can be a bit of a mess. And just the pecans themselves dropping.
And if he's having like a large, you know, if it's a larger branch, I mean, I guess it could have been something weakened, you know, just over time. And squirrels, I guess, could knock it off as well. But, you know, if it depends how green that limb is that he's losing. I mean, if everything's coming off on it, you know, he might have some other issue. But, yeah, they do bring in some stuff. But we did bring in a couple pecans, both at Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center, to, you know, shout that one out. So we got a few of those. Nice. If anyone's looking for pecans in the area.
That's awesome. I love pecans. I love eating them. I really do love the way the leaves are.
Mm-hmm.
And if at all possible, and you're planting pecan, and you can keep it pretty far away from your fence or your house, you'll reduce a lot of your squirrel damage. And that's just to say that kind of, I know in the city, being away from both fence and house is fairly difficult, but they can be beautiful trees when you can do that.
And real quick, Danny, just that one bush I was referencing earlier with that beautiful red bark, if anyone's interested in looking it up, it's a manzanita is what it is. And they get those manzanita growing all over the Bay Area, coastlines, kind of things like that grow. Ooh. And they're just a really cool, super soft. I don't know how well they do in this area, but it's definitely a unique plant. If anyone's interested in looking it up, I found it for them.
So any of our Bay Area listeners, there's a great recommendation for it. No,
right.
Just kidding. We do want to get back and explore some shrub stuff, but as always, we love answering your gardening questions. So that's 281-496-5711. So last thing I want to know, I want to talk about pecans. I want to hear you kind of teach about, Nick, is fertilizing. They kind of require a little bit special ingredients because they do use so many minerals to make those pecans. Is it zinc?
Yeah, zinc is the big one for pecans. I know like the high yield makes a product, and I mean it is just zinc as basically a pecan fertilizer. It's like a pecan thing, you know, and all it is zinc added in there. They are like, it's not even fertilizer, it's just a bunch of zinc in a bag. And then of course I still recommend using any kind of, you know, fruit and, you know, any kind of fruit fertilizer with that, but you definitely want to get that added added zinc. Usually right. Supplemented in elsewhere, like with just a, you know, like I said, I think it's high yield that's got that zinc. Probably most gardening companies are going to have, you know, manufacture one, but that's the one I just remember off the top of my head.
No, right. I think that's wonderful. And that's the one I've seen Nature's Way Resources makes that remineralizer, which is nice. It's not zinc only, it's all the minerals. But if you're seeing kind of branches dropping or bending down, that generally is a sign of a zinc deficiency. Mm-hmm. So that's something you really want to get on. Because, man, we love those pecans, but you don't want them to start dropping big limbs because they are dangerous.
Yeah.
281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. Nick Koenig here with me now. I'm Danny Milliken. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at OrganicRev.com.
If you know you're going to build a pool, there's no time like today to do it.
That's Ashley, a recent U.S. Pool Builder client. Hi, Colt here from U.S. Pool Builder.
Do I want to wait till I feel like everything's perfect or build it now? Because I'm only going to use it the amount of days that I live in the house.
Let's get started planning your backyard dream pool.
When the people were working here, they were so meticulous.
U.S. Pool Builder.
I would recommend him 1,000 times over.
USPoolBuilder.com.
Keep the fun in your garden, even in the heat. Wear a large hat. Get it before the sun gets high and hydrate yourself, just like your plants and grass. Garden fun means gardening smart with your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
So a trick to help yourself with the sun, the nice man was just talking about it. Love that guy. You really got to prepare yourself to battle the summer heat. But you really want to prepare your plants, too. And singly, the best thing you can do is great compost, great soil. So you want better results this summer, add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. That stuff is amazing. You put it in your yard, your garden, your landscaping, potted plants. It is minerals. It is a full spectrum of mineral pack for you. And our clay soils are abundant in a few minerals, but they're also missing quite a few minerals. And so this is a great way to build up your soil health. Almost every problem that you can associate with a plant links back a little bit to mineral health. A lot of times we think we have these full, lush soils and we're lacking, you know, 15, 30 minerals. Well, plants need over 70 to really survive and thrive. So Nature's Way Remineralizer adds a mix of Texas mineral sands and it feeds your plants slowly through healthy soil. So better nutritional quality, better flavor on your produce, healthier flowers, healthier leaves, all of that stuff. And it can revive starving yards also. So if you want to cut down your watering, put this stuff down and then water one time and then just turn your stuff off. That is the way to do it. And it's available at the Home Show Garden Pro Nursery. So great stuff. Check their website out, naturewayresources.com. So 281-496-5711. We love answering your gardening questions, Nick and I, and that's what we're going to keep doing now with Jamil. Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm good. Good morning.
Morning.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I think I'm having a drainage issue in my backyard, and I think it killed 3 45-gallon Prada Houston hollies, and so I'm actually going to plant 3 45-gallon Montezuma cypresses before I can get the problem fixed. Is that a good thing?
I mean, cypress definitely can handle a bit more moisture out there. I mean, whenever transplanting anything, I mean, quality soils and making sure you're amending that properly, you know, giving mm-hmm. yourself those big holes, good width, don't go too deep to sink that into, you know, any of the clay that might be down there, mm-hmm. making sure you're using a good mixture, you know, Heirloom Soils of Texas, we make one that's just straight compost and shale, really high quality compost. Add that shale in there, which helps distribute water, spread water, helps with the drainage all the way. So, you know, it's about what you planted in is really going to help. I mean, of course, if you're sitting in puddle for, you know, extended time after it rains and it just doesn't dry up for, you know, a week, then it probably is good to address the drainage in another way. But, you know, usually amending that soil is one of the best things you can do to kind of move that water on, have it dry out quicker.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, so you're going from these Pride of Houston hollies, which are a tall shrub, to a pretty tall tree. Is that something you've got space for? Are you sticking with three just because of the numbers there, or you got a pretty big space to fill?
Oh, no. I have the space. The space by the pool.
Cool. I absolutely love cypress trees.
Mm-hmm.
When I can, I'm using those bald cypress. Those Monterey are great for a lawn because they don't put the knees up.
Yeah,
they're not gonna grow toward the pool. Is that correct or no?
Yeah, no. That if the pool is sealed, then the cypress won't know that there's water in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. Sounds like a great setting. I do love cypress trees. Down on kind of the rivers in Central Texas,
mm-hmm.
there's this huge big bald cypress, and I'm always like, ah, oh, they're so gorgeous. I love the way you get
that
fall
leaf
color
texture
from them.
Is so pretty on it. I mean, it is really something else. I love the bald cypress as well. It's just a soft, just beautiful looking tree for sure.
And you know, some things just to know, they kind of really change color dramatically in the fall, and they're one of the few kind of native-y plants so you can get a really pretty fall color on. And we would always want to say when anybody's dealing with wet lawns or drainage issues in their lawn, your best first bet is Humates Plus or compost top dressing. I know Nick mentioned planting with compost, and that will help a ton too, but just go ahead and top dressing can really kind of lower the water level, just sink it down further down, and that helps all the drainage get out of it more because you can store more in and your drainage point becomes a little bit lower.
Yeah, definitely.
And so just something to remember when you're, you know, all of us, man, have a lot of water in our backyard right now.
It's getting crazy. Yeah, it's a lot. It's been, you know, think it's going away. You thought we were in like a drought. Nope, it's back. Rain is back again, so.
And then I always tell the story. I think I even said it last week, but people always used to be like, hey, also, can you give us a price for drainage, you know, like from a landscape perspective? And I'm like, I can, and I'm happy to. But I could probably just let me do a compost top dressing first for a couple $100 and then see if we need to do the $7,000 drainage project. And it almost always worked. So something to keep in mind before we really invest a bunch of digging and dirt disturbance is just putting down some Humates Plus.
Yeah, I mean, getting that root structure strong, I mean, right there allows your plant to absorb a bit more water, but also not be affected by that sitting water as much. You know, like we said, it's going to bring in a lot of good bacteria into the soil that's going to help fight different things anyways. So that's another side to it, not only improving drainage, but just increasing the health of the plant altogether, allowing it to stay stronger. So,
absolutely. 281-496-5711. Looking forward to answering your gardening question. I know it's hot, it's wet, and we're doing the best we can for our plants. So we're gonna keep on helping however we can. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We are talking about MicroLife out of this break, and we've already brought up quite a few products from them, haven't we, Nick?
Yeah, always do. They're great, so can't talk enough about them.
It's true. Really impressing a two-prong approach right now, and that is the Humates Plus, and then the one Nick brought up earlier dealing with lawn fungi. and that's the MicroLife Brown Patch. It is a lawn fertilizer. It is the it's the 624. They've just replaced some of the 624 with that microbiological inoculant that can handle your brown patch and your other kind of disease fungi. And so two bags that you can use, you know, every other week, something like that, just mix them up or less, you know. But those are the two that I would be using right now in the lawn. Now, they have a bunch of great liquids, too. What's your favorite liquid, Nick?
You know, my I love the Ocean Harvest. I mean, that stuff is incredible on all of our tropical foliage plants, all the houseplant material. It's stunning when we put that stuff on there. I mean, it reacts right away when we do a nice soil drench. I mean, within hours, you're seeing a whole new plant, really. So it's that's one of my favorites. But it's great because you can use it on everything from lawns, you know, spray that stuff out there. It really is an awesome product. So that's kind of my go-to.
Absolutely. And all the products are safe for you to use, your kids, your pets. Their slogan for healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people, MicroLife. And incredibly good to use this summer. Find them at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro. And if you want to find out more about what they got going on, microlifefertilizer.com. Really good stuff. 281-496-5711. We're going to continue this this conversation about flowering shrubs and trees, because we sort of did a little bit of matching up with the Vitex. You got the hibiscus. I went with the salvia route.
Mm-hmm.
But really exploring some other kind of really popping shrubs is what I want to do with you a little bit.
Okay.
I'm seeing right now my Himelia is just starting. I thought it was dead. It came back. Really starting to put on a lot of flowers and, you know, starting to see those butterflies come in and find it. And so what are some of your favorite shrubs that you see flowering out there that you really love? Also, we'd love to hear your questions, 281-496-5711. But that's my question for you, Nick, is some of these great flowering shrubs.
You know, we just had an awesome bloom of pineapple guava.
Oh, right.
That was pretty incredible. I mean, not only beautiful white with that, you know, the red coming off of it, they're edible, you know. You can actually eat the bloom with a nice sweet flavor. It's quite interesting. I mean, that was a really good one to see, for sure. That one's always really pretty. And once again, you know, going back to bark, that like red bark on those pineapple guava are really something. They really add, you know, a nice feature to the, you know, color contrast with that silver foliage and stuff like that. So they bloomed out really nice. But you're right, the Himelia, those bring in so many great pollinators. And when they hit a bloom spike and when they're just really going, they are popping really nice. Not to mention, they've got, like, you know, they have the compact variety, irregular variety, Lime Sizzler, which is just stunning in its own right throughout the season and changing colors from yellows to greens to reds, you know, in its foliage alone while flowering, just these awesome red and orange blooms. So that is an awesome choice right now.
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up, because the Himelia I've got is way too big.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6 feet tall, 8 feet wide, and it's in the middle of a big front landscape, so it's not too big of a deal out there. But
yeah,
I love that there's the little compact and dwarf varieties of it, because it is such a unique and colorful plant. And you nailed it with that Lime Sizzler, man. That thing is a wower.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a great one.
I saw a bank of those. It was a group of them, maybe like nine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much color. It was like you could not look away. It was like it held your gaze for a couple of minutes,
you know,
it was so much color.
Another really good one that I've started actually seeing coming back just in the medians. I mean, they're great. We have them at the garden center. But coming back in the medians going out of Kingwood is the Duranta, that purple showering Duranta, I think is what it is.
Yeah,
That is one of my favorite flowers. That thing is so pretty. It's definitely got a nice wild look to it. But I mean, that shrub is just always stunning and blooms repeatedly from like middle spring to fall. It just keeps going. You know, you do maybe a little bit of trimming, keep it, you know, and some fertilizing on it, and it just keeps going perfectly.
Absolutely. That is a gorgeous one. That's a cool one too. That's so complicated. The closer you get, the better it is. Really great recommendations there. That's awesome. I wrote both of those down. So that's really good stuff. Pineapple guava. We got a section coming up when we come back from this brief convo with Bob Patterson that'll be all about beautiful edibles. So plants that are edible that you can eat. We also want to answer your gardening questions, and we are obviously going to dive into veggie gardens. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. Just know that. Know we want to hear from you. Those of you who listen a lot and call in know that, you know, Nick and I will kind of pause our conversation about something to answer your gardening question because, you know, that's what we're here to do. Definitely. We're here to help you out. Yep. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. We'd like to hear from you. We're happy to be able to hear from the Yard Geek. That's Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Bob's here with us now to answer a gardening question.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning. This is one of my favorite topics, and Ron has a question about foliar spraying. So,
good.
Looking to try foliar spraying to feed and cool my large garden. Nice, Ron. Good thinking. What equipment should I get, and how much does it cost?
Well, it's a lot easier than you think. So I think it's something we can do pretty easy. There's a lot of great foliar sprays that are organic that do real well.
Yeah. Fox
Farms makes a great line. The most simplest is probably the most simplest is new phrase, but is Medina Has to Grow, and that even comes in a hose-in sprayer. So
oh, wow.
A good, you know, you can hook up to a good hose-in sprayer. You'd be surprised how well you can, you know, spray these plants. Just get the foliage of the plants wet. It absorbs the foliage, and then, of course, it'll drip down into the soil and absorb the root system as well.
Now, Bob, I know that not all hose-in sprayers are invented equal.
That's correct. You want to get a good quality one. Chapin makes a very good lawn sprayer and garden sprayer that is my favorite, and it's the simplest, and honestly, it's probably the most affordable. We sell it for about, I think, $8.99 or something like that, and you can literally, you know, it has the biggest diaphragm inside, so it'll allow you to spray some of that thicker stuff a little bit more and work well. Just keep that thing clean after you're finished, and it'll work for a long time, and it'll be a great way to feed, especially in the summertime. Cooling down the garden, as they requested, that's fine, too. We obviously want to do this spraying of foliar spray in the morning or in the evening. But if you want to just kind of mist your garden during the day, I have no real issues with that. The main thing is making sure we are keeping the soil well watered. That's the most important thing. Friends, if you got any other question or any other problems, we'd be glad to help you. We have lots of yard geeks here at the store. We're located at Bissonnette in Renwick. Also, if you'd like to just email your question in to us, feel free to do so. YardGeek@HomeShowGardenPros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And HomeShowRadio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.